So you go through this really huge transition in pregnancy. Like, your hips get wider. Like, you can literally feel them separating. It's the creepiest thing in the world. Your rib cage moves. Your organs move. Your baby pops. Like, your baby comes out. And I know that's a very oversimplification. But let's say your baby gets popped out and you feel like you should deflate like a balloon, but you don't. A few weeks later, you'll probably still have that belly. Like, I'm sorry. Still going to be there. And that's what we're talking about today on the New Mom Natch Breath podcast. So I hope you tune in. Hey mama, welcome to the New Mom Natch Breath. Do you find yourself rocking your baby at night, Googling, how do I keep my baby alive? Or is this normal? Do you find yourself scared and overwhelmed when you're unable to tolerate the constant crying? And instead of enjoying those newborn snuggles, you find yourself crying along with them? Hey, I'm Dr. Kaylin Galloway, and I too found the sleepless nights and endless tears of postpartum overwhelming, to say the least. I wanted confidence in my skills as a new mom, to know I wasn't messing things up every single day. I kept telling myself, why is it so much easier for everyone else? But everything changed when I realized that I needed to find the root cause of my anxiety. In this podcast, you'll find quick, tactical, and easy tips to help you adjust to new mom life and reduce the fears that come along with it. I'm here to help you thrive in postpartum. So grab that gigantic water bottle and a snack and listen as you nurse that newborn for what? The third time this hour? Do you feel like it is overwhelming to look at postpartum about all the things that you have to learn, all the feelings you have to understand about yourself, all of the new things you have to know about magically, like how to change a diaper, how to feed a baby, whether it be bottle or breastfeeding or whatever it is, when they sleep, how much they should sleep, what they should be learning every day and how they should be growing? Is this normal? What is their poop color like? I feel like there's a million and a half things to know. And I know that if I had someone to walk me through it during that time frame, I would be so excited. And that's why I want to share with you that I am currently available for a couple of spots of one-on-one coaching with me through postpartum. And if that is something you are interested in joining me, go ahead and message me at admin@natchpath.com.
But I did work out a lot. I really can't wait. I did a lot of core training. I did a lot of just, I worked out really, really hard, and it hurt. It was hard. And then when I got done with it, I still was 40 pounds overweight, and I still had this gigantic belly that I didn't want. And so I just wanted to let you know in this postpartum belly episode that that's normal. And here are some things that they don't really talk about in regards to your belly and postpartum. So the number one thing I wanted to mention is that your muscles in your abdomen, they actually have to thin out, and the subunit in the muscles themselves actually decreases. Like, you get less number of cells in those muscles during pregnancy, and so you're physically weaker. Like, there's no, like, training or out-training that you can do for this. This is just a natural occurrence as a result of your body going into pregnancy. And I couldn't find any mechanism by which your body does this. I was nerd, not hardcore. But my brain automatically goes, well, it's probably the act of relaxin, which is the hormone that allows you to get all bendy and twisty and, you know, stretchy so the baby can come out. But I would imagine that's probably one of the reasons that your body thins out those muscles and reduces that. I'd imagine that's the second thing. And then my second point was that the sarcomere, or the unit of the cells of an abdominal muscle, actually get fewer in the muscle. And this just kind of makes sense. If you're going to stretch something out, the unit per inch or the unit per any measurement is going to get less because you're stretching it out. And so the whole muscle itself gets weaker just because your muscles are kind of like little grab arms. Like, they grab onto each other and pull against each other in order for you to make an action potential inside the cell. And so if I'm stretching those out, those grab arms, those little like hooks that it's trying to grab to in order to flex, it's harder for them to reach it. It's harder for them to do it. So I would imagine just by the nature of you stretching, you're gonna end up having an issue with strength in your postpartum. It's gonna feel weird. And then getting a C-section does not actually change the risk to your pelvic floor. It's actually very commonly thought that, like, I didn't go into full labor, I'm not going to have any pelvic floor issues, it's not a problem. Sorry, you are. You are. It's probably going to be a thing. It's still a thing. And then sometimes, because of the scar tissue that can form as a result of you having a C-section, sometimes it can be worse, you know? So there's other things that can happen. So the increased risk to your pelvic floor is actually due to that decrease in strength. This is point number four. So you having an increased amount of weakness over like multiple muscles in your body, it's not just one muscle group. It's literally all four of your core muscles decrease in strength. And so because of that decrease in strength, you're at higher risk for things to go wrong. And the most common injuries in this case are going to be prolapse, which could be of your uterus, of your rectum, of your urethra, which all three things, they do prolapse, but that's not where they're supposed to be. And prolapse means they kind of fall out of you, and that's not fun, but you know, a thing you should know about. Then this one's fun. Did you know that there's like a pelvic floor therapy, like pelvic floor physical therapy specialty? Like people go to school to train for this stuff and learn specifically how to help with this core management. And it helps with things like prolapse or stress incontinence, you know, like the sneezing pee episodes that you have after you have a baby that everyone thinks is normal, which is not normal. That's one of those, I said this last episode, that is not normal. That is common, not normal, not a good thing. If you are like having to cross your legs to hope that you don't pee, go ask for a PT referral, specifically a pelvic floor physical therapist. So, and number six, this goes back to the C-section thing. C-section injuries have to do more with the healing of the fascia, which is like scar tissue, commonly known as scar tissue, not necessarily from the pressure to the pelvic floor itself. And there's still, it doesn't matter if you go through the C-section or not, you're still having the weakening of those abdominal core muscles all across your belly. Then I already said this point, I'm like reading my own mind. It's not normal to pee when you sneeze or cough or run or do anything. That's not a normal function. And if you have that as a problem after you have a baby, you need pelvic floor physical therapy. There are some physiotherapy tools, like it's called an Emsella chair. I'm not advertising, but there's like tools to help strengthen your pelvic floor. Not just doing Kegels. That's not just the ultimate solution. There are plenty of other ways that, you know, can help you with these dysfunctions. And it's okay for you to ask for help. Number eight, your abdomen is not going to be flat. It's just not going to be flat. And they don't tell you that, but it's just not going to be flat. It might be for a while. It might be if you suck in. It might be if you work out and you do pelvic floor therapy and that you can reduce it. But a lot of times you're going to have that belly. And it's going to be different than the way it was. Number nine, you might feel phantom kicks. Usually this is gas moving in your belly. It can also be organs shifting back into place. But it kind of feels like your baby's still in your belly and kicking you. And it's really creepy. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's real creepy. And then number 10, there is a difference in accepting where you are and ignoring the need for your body to help your body in the future. This is a big one. It's okay for you to love this body that your baby created. And this body created a baby. It's okay to love that. It's okay to accept that. It's okay to work towards accepting that. It's okay to not love it and not accept it and hate it. All these feelings are reasonable. But neither of them are a reason for you to not get the help that you need. Neither of them are a reason to give up on trying to strengthen your core by doing core exercises at home or in the gym, or by not asking for help from a physical therapist or a pelvic floor specialist, by not taking the actions to help yourself feel better and do better. All of this is your duty, your right, and your ability to help others, to help yourself, help future you. And it's really hard to do these workouts. I'm going to tell you that right now. I have always done core work. I love Pilates. I love ballet. I did ballet as a kid. My core has always been my strength. And after I got done with the healing from my C-section, working out was really hard because I'd always had a strong core. And then to realize that my core, I couldn't even connect with it spiritually. Like my body and mind could not even understand how to contract and relax and contract and relax anymore was so disconcerting. And that's okay for you to feel that way, mama. I want that to be something that you understand. It's okay to not feel okay in your body. So again, I did another really short episode. I'm having to record these in my car in between on like my breaks. But I really wanted to emphasize that you're doing a good job. And sometimes the things that you are told about postpartum don't really come to
like fruition. But a lot of times you feel in the dark and there's no information out there. And I feel that way because I do research all the time and I have questions and I'm literally like, I want to find out what the actual truth is. And I'm like, oh yeah, no one studied it. No one has done that research. And it's so frustrating. So it's okay to feel this way because it's not just you. It's literally the entire scientific community is just like, we don't care. So, you know, like I want to validate that feeling of feeling isolated and alone. And like it is really hard to manage the stressors of postpartum and these foreign things that used to be so easy, not complicated. And now they're really hard. And that's okay for you to feel that way. But it's never an excuse for you to ignore future self and not take care
hey,
of
Mama,
her right now.
I hope you
and taking care of you
today's episode
helps that little one. Even if it doesn't feel like it, even if it feels selfish and wrong and horrible to focus on yourself in this time.
As well.
I gotta go back and get back to work, but I love you and I'm really excited. I'm really proud of you. I can't wait to hear from you again. I will talk to you Thursday.
To read how this show is helping you thrive in postpartum. And finally, I really want to give you that quick reminder that it is absolutely okay to set that crying baby down and go take a shower or do something for yourself today. And I can't wait to see you next time on the New Mom Naturopath Podcast.